ST Opinion, Freedom of Speech, by Jennifer Matsui. The recent furor over cartoons showing the Prophet Muhammad is the result of well-organized political campaigns on both sides, and should be seen in that context rather than an issue of free speech versus blasphemy. Contrary to what the right-wing European press claim, the controversy does not represent the clash of civilizations, Enlightenment and secularism competing against superstition and backwardness. The Danish newspaper that originally commissioned the cartoons did so to provoke a violent reaction from a despised minority to support their argument that Europe has much to fear from its non-white immigrant populations. And, contrary to what the Bush administration is saying, it is unlikely that Syria and Iran are behind the often violent demonstrations which are now taking place in much of the Muslim world, including Europe. It's the Saudi leadership who have more reason to unite its dissatisfied citizens under a banner of religious piety to appease the forces of political Islam that threaten to topple its pro-Western monarchy. Curiously, the release of the Abu Ghraib photos, or news that U.S. military personnel defiled the Quran as an interrogation tactic during torture sessions of Muslim detainees, did not provoke a global outcry on this scale. The sensitive political nature of these events is the most likely reason why pro-U.S. Arab governments discouraged organized mass demonstrations against these outrages, while lending covert support to the current protests. According to at least one report, the Saudi government resuscitated these months-old cartoons to deflect recent criticism in other parts of the Muslim world for its failure to prevent the deaths of hundreds of pilgrims from mostly impoverished areas of Pakistan during this year's Hajj. Timing, as they say, is everything. The re-release of these offensive cartoons, including ones that were never even published, supports the idea that U.S. allies are looking for ways to divert attention from their unpopular support for the U.S.-led war on terror. Still, the forces of conspiracy and denial are most concentrated in Europe. Citing freedom of speech to encourage race riots, Europe's ruling class has launched its own version of Kristallnacht, when Goebbels, Hitler's chief of propaganda, organized a deadly campaign of terror against Germany's Jewish citizens that was carried out by mobs of angry Germans in retaliation for the assassination attempt by a Jewish youth on the German ambassador to France. The Danish government and its supporters in the right-wing media across Europe are using similar tactics to shore up support for their racist agenda. When free speech only serves those in power, it can't be called free. When these same media outlets, who have published these hateful and inflammatory cartoons, publish every Abu Ghraib photo, and not just the ones that incriminate a handful of bad apples, then we can open up a dialogue about freedom of the press.